Zen Master Kansan wrote, "Talking about food won't make you full." Bubbling of clothes won't keep out the cold. A bowl of rice is what fills the belly. It takes clothes to make you warm. And yet, without stopping to consider this, you complain that Buddha is hard to find. Turn your mind within. There he is. Why look for him abroad? This is what all the enlightened ones have reminded you of. Talking, thinking, dreaming, it won't help. Come back. That's what I call home. Coming back to yourself, centering yourself. Turn your mind within, there he is. Yes, nobody said it was easy to turn your mind in because it's so used to going out. That when you start turning your mind in, looking at yourself, trying to find who you are, trying to get home, find peace, then many things will come up. Everything that has been unconscious, all those unpleasant things about yourself, you have to see. You have to understand how the mind works before you go beyond it. There's no shortcut. That is the whole sadhana, the whole homework. The whole practice. Even though you hear what the Buddha is saying, it's not so easy. It is easy and is not easy. It's such a paradox. It is easy because you are already there. It's difficult because it's hidden. Hidden under your own mind, your own projections, your own fears, your own anger, your own desires. This is how it always has been. Talking about food won't make you full. And most people just talk and talk. And that's what all the scriptures and the priests, and they just talk and talk. They have never tasted the real thing. Babbling of clothes won't keep out the cold. A bowl of rice is what fills the belly. You can't think about the food, you have to eat it. It takes clothes to make you warm. And yet, without stopping to consider this, you complain that the Buddha is hard to find. Without stopping. Again, that's the hardest thing. That's what I'm trying to do with you, to make you stop. But that stopping won't happen before you come to a point where you want to stop. Because it's impossible to go against yourself. And in the beginning, many people are like that. They don't understand. They can't force themselves to stop. A forced stopping. You have to be ripe to stop. without stopping to consider that you complain that the Buddha is hard to find. This is the paradox. He's hard to find because you have never looked. You have been only looking outside, you have never come in. The Buddha you always find in, not outside. That's how Buddha found his Buddha nature. That's how thousands of people have found themselves, by turning in. It's the only way. Turn your mind within. There he is. He's always been there. He's there now, waiting. But where are you? That's the whole thing with meditation. Bringing yourself back into the moment. Why look for him abroad? Why look for him somewhere else? He is here. But that is almost too good to believe. It's almost impossible to believe. It takes time to accept the fact. And that's why you're having all these problems with your mind. Can't accept things as they are. So then we go on then. Dear beloved, today in the end of the silent sitting, when you said, "May everyone feel peace," I noticed how I have been trying. A sadness came. I saw how I was missing as I was trying to be better, trying to do better, never being good enough or doing good enough, wanting some superior to confirm that I'm good and that I do good, wanting recognition for what I think is good and hide what I think is not so good. No, I don't want to hide. I want to be healed. This is seemingly a deep conditioning. It sneaks in on me all the time and creates trouble, wasting energy. In this trying, I have missed what I most long for again and again. In this sadness, I felt I could feel how I have missed so much. I have so many times missed what you are sharing, what I'm here for. It makes me sad in a way, but also it feels good to see this now. I have been such a fool, but what to do? Now, anyway, I feel a bit low, but good, relaxed, at ease, and a soft happiness for being able to see. I feel soft and vulnerable. Thank you, beloved. I feel very grateful to you. With much love, your disciple, Badrinath. That's good, Badrinath. You're growing up. You also wrote me a big letter the other day. But you know, I have my own ways. I wanted to take everything at the same time. No, that order came also a little more direct, which is very good. You said you had so much mind, and you have a longing to go deeper, to come closer. But many things have been in the way, distracting. Desires, for example, a hardness. And this feeling of not doing good enough, or being good enough. It all comes down to the mind and the identification with this mind, with who you think you are. And you cannot get any, what you call it, recognition for some superior. I can never be that. Luckily for you, if you want to become real. Some people, they are just deadly. I had had people like that. When I don't pat them on the head, they escape. They get hurt. But mostly they have been therapists. Because they have a more fatty ego. So luckily, you are not that bad, Renato. You're a simple man. So we go on. These obstacles are illusory, but when believed to be real, real reactions are created. Yes, that's how it is. You create your own reality. Unconscious, you create just a mess. Then it's bound to be accidents, problems, hurt, disappointments, anger, frustration, sadness. Because nothing will work out, because you are living in a dream. But it's painful to break that dream, those illusions about yourself, because we all have built up a certain idea who we are. And that has to go, in one way or the other. You say, I felt in satsang yesterday, but this was before, because it's an older letter. More easy, happy, loving and grateful than I have felt for a long time. May I invite more of this? That's what you have to invite. There is no other way. But you have to, everybody has to. And that comes up. Many people are going through that in this retreat. Because you are going deeper. So it's very good, because then it will come up all the dark sides. Like, no, you don't want to hide anymore. And that's what I'm telling you from the beginning. If you don't have courage, this sannyas business is not for you. You have to have courage. And courage is not to stand up and scream, I'm strong. It's to face yourself. So everybody is a baby when they start, and everybody is coming with that package that they know. In one way or the other. Because you have no idea what you're getting into. When you said, may everybody feel peace, I noticed I wasn't. Yes, you have to take notice how it is. You've been trying, and I never say try. I say be. Being is now, trying is for the future, then you miss the moment. Then you can never be real. You are trying, everybody is trying to be someone they are not. If you know, if you relaxed with yourself, if you love yourself, then why try to be something else? It's impossible. And then all that energy, all that consciousness is coming back into the moment. Because you're not trying anything. You have nothing to prove. People are trying because they want to prove something. They want to prove that they are something that they are not. then the whole life goes. And why are we doing that? Because we don't know who we are, so we are afraid. Then that is like a cover-up. That is worse, much worse than Watergate. Because you cover up your truth. That's why very few people can understand what is happening here, what the mystics is talking about, what the master-disciple relationship is, because they are not in touch with that. They go on trying. They go on living somebody that they are not. And if that something is touched by the real, then it's painful. Like many of you experience in meditation, when you come in closer, you have to face yourself because something is crumbling. You have built up something, now it starts crumbling because you are coming close to the real. Then the false cannot be there. No, the longing is the question for transformation. That's what I'm stirring in you. Know when you have sit there long enough, it doesn't matter if it's 1 week or 1 year or 10 years, sooner or later it will happen. You come to that point. I don't know. And that is really the beginning of sannyas, of disciplehood. Know you are ready to put down what you think you know, who you are. You want to be clean. That is it. New birth. No, you have to start with an innocent heart, with an empty mind. A disciple is somebody who wants to learn. Many people, when they come, they are so full of themselves, it's impossible. How can you learn anything if you are too full? It reminds me of that famous story with the seeker coming to the master and asking the same old question. What is the way? Where is the Buddha? Tell me the truth. The master says, sit down, my dear son. Then the man sits down and let's have a cup of tea. Then he starts pouring and he doesn't stop. And it just flows over the cup and down and spoils all over his cloth. Then this guy is thinking, what kind of guy is this? He's not even aware. We're talking about the Zen master, and he doesn't even know what he's doing. Already anger, frustration, judgment is just oozing out. That's what the master is there. He has to show your real face. Not what you're trying to be, not who you think you are, but who you are. And then he said, don't you see what you're doing? And I see. But how can you ask me? You are already so full. Just like this cup, you are oozing all over. You have to empty yourself. And this emptying can many times be very painful. Because it's all your ideas, all your attachments, all your dreams, all your identification, all that has to go. But only then can the real be there. So when you have come to that understanding that, yes, this is how it is, then it's very easy. Very easy. Because no, you are into your own process. In the beginning, you can have some idea how it is to meditate, to be sannyasin, to be spiritual. But you doesn't have a deep enough understanding. Then it becomes a split inside, like a hobby. But the hobby is not real. This is the only thing. Everything else should come second. Then it works. Otherwise, it's like that. So this is very good, Balinat. You are seeing how you have been functioning. I saw how I was missing as I was trying to be better, trying to do better, never being good enough or doing good enough, wanting some superior to confirm that I'm good, that I do good, wanting recognition for what I think is good, and hide what I think is not good. From me, you only get recognition when you are truthful. That's what I respect. People are truthful, real. Then it doesn't matter if you are crying or if you are laughing. You will always get. Because then you are real. That I can relate to. I cannot relate to what you want, what your desires. Because that are not real. Only the real I can relate to. This is very good. No, I don't want to hide. I want to be healed. Yeah. The only way to be healed is to open the wounds. No, everybody knows that. No. You can't hide it. Then they get pussy. No. And the magic is, as soon as you open it, it goes very quickly. Something you have might protected your whole life. And it's just the understanding that no is enough, and then it gets healed. This seemingly is a deep conditioning. It sneaks in on me all the time and creates trouble, wasting energy. In this trying, I have missed what I most long for again and again. Yes, don't try. In this sadness, I felt I could feel how I have missed so much. That underneath your games and your anger and your frustration and being superior and all these things, your image, there's a sadness. That I told you the other day also. No, you have touched this. But only that sadness, you say, I could feel how I miss so much. Because the sadness is much more real. You have stayed away from it. It is shattering for the ego to feel that I don't know. But that will bring you deeper, becoming more real. What you really want is not the dreams, you want the real. I have so many times missed what you are sharing, what I'm here for. I know, because you are so full of your own ideas. And your mind goes in, oh yeah, that is right, this is not right, comparing, judging. This is how it is, this is not how it is. You have to get out of your own way. And it's not easy. But when you first have the knack of it, then it's easy. In the beginning, it's not easy. It makes me sad in a way, but also it feels good to see this now. Yes, then focus on the good, not on the sad. Always choose the positive, okay? That is one of my suggestions. Yeah, when you can choose, always choose the positive. The mind can easily go to the negative. Then I've been such a hopeless and yes, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So many years wasted, blah, 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 blah. Trying to be such a good yogi and spiritual. And no, it's all falling apart. I have to show my silly face. Yeah, but now I can relax. And laugh for the first time. I will. I have been such a fool. What to do now? Stop being a fool. That's the thing. When you see, you see. No, you can decide. When you don't know, I can't tell this to you when you don't know. You can't tell a fool not to be a fool. He gets upset. He gets angry. So it's best to be quiet. Wait and pray for the day. That maybe we can start enjoying. No fool likes to be told. You have to come to that understanding yourself enough. And as soon as that bubble bursts, then it's a totally different life. And then I can talk straight to you. Because now you have a distance. You start getting a distance to your seriousness, to your problems. So don't focus on the sad, but on the past, but feel the good. And then move on. Anyway, I feel a bit low, but good. Don't put it into any boxes. There is high, no high and no low. Just relax in the isness. High and low belongs to the mind. Drop that. If you are relaxed, sleep. If you are awake, walk. No problem. Relaxed at ease and a soft happiness for being able to see. Yes, it opens up something totally new. That's why you cannot tell people. They have to start seeing. And out of that seeing, then they want more. That's the sign. Up to that point, they don't want more because they haven't started seeing. They can think more, they can read more, they can imagine more, they can dream more, but they don't want to see. They're not ready for seeing. No, a different longing will come that, wow, this is great. It's a different taste. That will give you courage to go on. Thank you, beloved. I feel very grateful to you. I feel soft and vulnerable. That's much better, Bhadana, because before you felt hard. And how can anything go in if you are hard? When you're soft and vulnerable, it's great. I can easily squeeze something in. Bloop. I'm all for softness. Much your love, your disciple Bhadana. Tonight is the younger generation. But the teaching goes beyond any age, so it doesn't matter. Beloved, so I was a bit uncertain whether I should come to this retreat or not, thinking I need to find a place of my own before I do anything else. Yes, Samara, there's many things in this life one thinks one has to do. But if you find a place in you, then who cares where you live? If you don't have a place in yourself, then all those things become very important. But a place is needed like everything else. But you can't live by food alone. I am very happy I came. The silence comes easier to me here than it did in Brazil. Yeah, that is no surprise. This is a place of silence. It's nowhere else that is so good as here for silent meditation. Everything supports it. And especially in the winter, because it's totally, it's like a duvet over the whole nature. Everything silencio. So if you are ready for that, it's tremendous to see how it is to feel this silence inside and outside. I was very happy yesterday. Well, that's nothing new, but but before I came in, I saw the beautiful mountain and it was so quiet. And then you were sitting, everybody so quiet inside. Even though some maybe not so quiet inside, but I was very happy to feel it was so quiet. And it seemed like nobody had problem with cold or coughing or anything. It was very nice. And God, how I would like to just sit like that with you all the time. But this is the dilemma. The mind also has to understand. Before it's quiet, it has to understand. So, the silence is much deeper here. It's much more easy. Because it's only nature, it's only silence around. And also in this part of the world, here in Scandinavia, people are much more in. Because for thousands of years they have to go in when it's cold and not many people are living there. Maybe before, like the Red Indians in the teepees, they go in for the whole winter. And they make clothes, and they stitch, and they make food, and they weave, and they sleep. It's very much in. In hotter countries, it's much more out. So, it's not just by chance. I take you Brazilians to Norway, trying to cool them down a bit. Get them a little more meditative, and the Scandinavians to Brazil to get them a little more hot, because it's neither hot or cold, but I have to mix you so you see both, and then when I mix, then the right temperature comes, just in between, not too hot, not too cold. So it's the opposites. It's the outside opposites. So it's great because you can see both. But don't be identified with either. You are beyond both. And both is good. The silence, the going in, the centering is absolutely needed because you have been going so much out. But you should also go out, but go out consciously. So I'm very happy with this. I always have loved both. Silence and meditation and love, celebration, like that. You shouldn't choose. Like, how can you choose between the day and night? You accept both and then you become in balance. Then out of this silence, more frustration, anger and memories comes up. Yes, because you start going in to see what is inside. You never really looked inside. Maybe just one room. You have many rooms in your mansion. Who knows what is in that basement that we haven't been down in for a long time? Just explore. You have to explore yourself. This is what I wanted to write you about. Silence, or rather quietness, has been a safe zone for me. Opening my mouth too much at home always led to war with my father and stepmother, and I wanted to be left alone. But closing my mouth didn't stop the emotions from coming, so I became so stuffed with suppressed emotions and frustration that communicating became very hard. Yes, this is how it is. That's why to express is very needed. It's a part of the journey which is very needed. Dynamic, dancing, gibberish, laughing, crying, go banana. It's just to get out all this suppressed emotion and frustration. And only then can you become a relaxed, natural human being. And you are lucky because you're seeing that early in life. Most people have that. That's the ordinary. Everybody is carrying that. Just underneath the surface, there's so much anger and frustration and blocked up emotions. That's why people explode. People explode. They even shoot. Somebody honks. Many times when I was in America, I read that somebody shot on the highway because he was honking. And then in America, many people have gone. You get so angry, you shoot at the guy who honks at you. This is really intense, suppressed emotions. Or you beat up your wife or somebody else that you say one, that last word where it flows over. That's why everybody has to be careful. You have to see where you are because there's so many different realities in this world. And suddenly you can find yourself in a different planet. The subway planet in Manhattan, for example. Which is some of the worst things I have seen. I've seen them fighting with knife, cutting each other up there, killing each other. Like animals. Well, in the jungle, I never seen only harmony I've seen in the jungle. Nice animals. But the humans, they are something else. So, get the suppressed emotion and frustration out, but do it in a conscious way. You can get all that out by the meditation. And that's what you should do when you move now. You should find some place where you can katat more, get out all the frustrations and emotions, empty yourself. Then it will be much easier to go deeper. I lost confidence in my own voice, therefore being alone in silence was where I felt the most free. Poetry and writing had become my passion then, but as I lost confidence in my voice, I couldn't write anymore. And that's how it is to have parents. Everybody has parents. I wasn't enjoying anymore the writing because I was thinking. It no longer came spontaneously. I wanted to do better than I could and I didn't want it to sound like myself. Then everything is impossible. Poetry is impossible from thinking. It has to come up from the inside. You have read Khalil Gibran, the prophet? No, then I will introduce you to Mani Nice. Yes, of course. I do anything that can help you if you are available. He writes that it's like he's enlightened. He's not, but it came from a place of total beauty, clarity. So that is possible. Even if you are not enlightened, it can be poetry like he is enlightened. Because of this, I began living a destructive lifestyle. Not on purpose, of course. No, on purpose, nobody do stupid things. I try to break out of it, but it comes back and covers me in a cloud. I know it is all past and is Minecraft, but it is still there as a knot inside me. When I dance and express myself, it grows smaller, but it's still there. We have different knots and it will come up at different times on the journey, different knots in the system, in the energy. You just have to see what could help it. No? Be truthful to yourself. Don't have any idea. Listen to yourself. Feel what could help, what could be good for this symptom, for this block, for this knot. And then you will know. What is important, not to have any ideas what you should do. Let it come from the inside. Like the first weeks in Brazil, I almost forgot it. But then during the silence, it came back crawling. Yeah, these things are very crawly, creepy things now. They come around. But who cares? You can deal with it now. I'm not afraid of that. I know you don't like hearing about the past. What do you know about that? We just agreed, don't have any ideas. And I don't know what I'm asking you. I also don't know. I'm just talking. You are writing, I'm talking. What to do? It's fine, no? We just love each other. Who cares? Just an excuse to chit-chat. It helps a lot just to express it to someone that will understand. Yes. I haven't begun to see it as clearly before inside myself. Yes, now you see. And I'm wondering if you can help me get some clarity in this. Are you getting clarity? Yes. So, maybe that's why we're talking. Thank you for all your love and openness. I feel like I'm changing every day. I'm around you. Yes. I love you, Samara. P.S. I wrote you a poem. It came to me during Vipassana. Yeah, this is how poetry should come. They should come from the inside. And after I had written this letter, I got so excited. I had to write it. Even when I was supposed to be walking. Yes, be a little flexible. We have to be flexible, but all, if we have any schedule or timing or practice, is all to help you, you know? But then, if something bigger, spontaneous comes, do that. But it's a subtle line there, because the mind many times wants to escape. oh, dynamic is so early. Ah, oh, so good to sleep. And then when you do dynamic, oh, thank God I did dynamic. This was so good. It's like that. That's how the mind is. Back to the poem. A schizophrenic dreamer in the clouds, forever falling in despair. Where's the ground? Where's the sky? What is that noisy sound? Who am I? Will I ever break through? Will the sky ever be certain in blue? A stream of light peeks inside, smashing me down to the solid ground. Cry your tears, face your fears, scream your shouts, open mouths, gaze your eyes open the stars, upon the stars. Forget your dreams, forget your scars. Raise your arms up into the air. Say, I'm living, I'm here. Again, the sky is painted blue, and it's all thanks to you. You see, it's happening now. That's what comes out of that intimacy, no? Poetry comes, love comes, laughter comes, silence comes. Don't be worried if things coming up. You deal with it. That's the main thing, you know. Now you have the understanding and the capacity to deal with it. Hmm? Many people, they don't like to do spring cleaning, no. But if you want the really nice house, clean house, then you do it. You just do it. And then you can have fun doing it also. Hmm? That's the intelligent people. They just do it. Let's do it. Whatever is needed.
Damage we have done. For how little we care.
Hello, Baba. I have so much fear of getting in touch with you through letters, but I have to say that I'm here. I know you're here, Nandini. Hey. I'm writing this letter without any content, but I'm crying a lot. That's great. Just get it out. It's great. I want to expose myself, but I don't know what I have to expose. Who cares? Just get it out. Nandini, great. I've been waiting for you. It's not what, it's just be available, the readiness. It changed everything to be ready, and not to have this fear, not to be stopped by this fear or hiding or shame and all these things that you are dealing with. It's even better. You don't know, I don't know. Great. My feelings and ideas change from 1 second to the next. Yes. Luckily, the idea of staying here with you does not change. Yes. That's the only thing you need. Then you're steady. Who cares about all the thoughts? Luckily, the idea of staying here with you does not change. Good, that's your anchor. Anchor in the storm, that you don't drift away. And this must be something that you feel that you are lucky. That is very good. I'm very, very grateful. Thank you. And very, very happy to be here with you. I love you, Nandini. I'm also happy, Nandini. And even more happy now, when we can have some fun together. Hello again. No, she has broken the spell. That's so great. Let's move on. Don't stop. For God's sake, don't stop. Stand up for it now. I had to write that letter to break myself down a little and really see that I always want to be the best in everything, that I know everything, even before trying. I know, that's how terrible we are living. But now you see. And if you are the best, then you have nothing to learn, nothing to listen to, nothing. That means that you have a full cup. But now the cup is broken. No, the potter can make a much bigger pot for you. That old pot, that is finished. In my first satsangs, I couldn't even do a namaste to you. Yes, that is normal. People come very arrogant. What is this? Me? Bowing down? No. This is totally normal for any ego who's coming in the door. It takes time. Either you have to escape, which you didn't do, luckily, because you always had something deep also. But that old idea, and always fighting and always knowing, and especially coming out of the teenage years, which is the worst, because every teenager is lost. They want to be grown up, but they are not. And they don't know what to ask for help. Even the grown-ups doesn't know how to ask for help. What to say about the teenagers? And then they behave like they know everything. That is normal. And most people go on with that their whole life. They know everything. No, they are grown up. They still don't know anything, but they behave like they know. So this is normal. You have to be wise to recognize that you don't know. And that is the beginning of learning. And especially of being a disciple, a sannyasin. In my first satsang, I couldn't even do a namaste to you. Sometimes I see these people in satsang, and I'm wondering, what are they doing here? Taking notes? What he's saying, like that, and then go home and read? Very strange. It takes time to fall in tune. I waited almost 48 months to start really seeing that I'm a beginner, a child. Now I want to start from the beginning and ask for help. That's great. And as soon as you see that you are a child, then already you start growing up then. Something is maturing. And you're seeing something that many, many grown-ups never see, that they don't know. They just hide behind their knowledge. But there is no wisdom. This is because you have a heart. You feel something beyond that. And that you always had, but of course you had to be a little rebellious, which I like, but don't be rebellious here. The only thing to rebel against, the true rebellion, is against your own ego, no? This stubborn motherfucker who always think that he knows the best and have nothing to learn. Even here, but satsang is not the place. 48 months it took to really start seeing that I'm a beginner, a child. Yes, but today is the day and I'm happy. Who cares a little waiting? When you wait for a good thing? Many people, they can go 48 years hiding. I was always a rebel. Didn't want to listen to anybody. Till I found my master. Then at last. But you got in from the very start, so it took some time to see what is really happening and get in tune. And ask for help. Sometimes it is clear that none of this matters, and then I'm the happiest person in the world. But this is inside me, and I want to take it out. Yes, that's what you are doing. And when you are in your center, then nothing of this matters, because it's like clouds. But when they are there, it matters. So it's very good to see that this is not you. It was just a cover-up. And now you're getting free from it. And you're becoming available. Is this a new beginning? I want to listen to what is needed and to do what is needed. But I realize that alone it is hard. Very few realize that alone it's hard. And that's what all the Buddhas have said. That's what Bodhidharma said. It's impossible. One in millions. And not one in millions of ordinary people, but one in millions who start thinking about this. you start opening up, you start seeking. You cannot do it alone. And sooner or later you will see. That's what Rumi is saying. Even if you don't understand what is happening here, just sit. If that takes a day, or a year, or 5 years, just sit. Sooner or later, it will dawn on you. And you will empty yourself to be ready for the new. Now, to break out of this a little, I want to talk about the snow, which is surreal, so cool. What I used to see in the cartoons is real. I love you and I'm very grateful. Yeah, we can talk about anything now, Nandini. We can do anything. Who cares? P.S. I don't know if I should send this to you or not, but I will only know if I send it. Yes. And now you know, should you send it? I will always help you to go beyond your fears. Because fear for me is just a laughing matter. Just laugh straight in the face of the ugly fear. Ha ha ha. Then Mrs. Fear will be so laughing of me that she will go and annoy somebody else, because many people are totally available for Mrs. Fear. She can just dive straight in. No, again, I'm sorry for all these letters. So much drama. Your whole life has been a drama up to now, Nandini, but now we start making it into something else. I will deliver them because I got very, very happy with them, because it was only by writing them that I managed to drop my mind. Yes. That's good, Nandini. You are innocent. Don't think you know. Just be happy. And it will come up clearly when you are happy. Whatever is needed, I will support happiness. I don't support fear. Embrace happiness. It was only by writing them that I managed to drop my mind. Ha ha ha. He he he. Ho 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 ho. Then write again then. Thank you very much for always being in my life. Always. I love you, Nandini. Yes, I was in your life very early. And you have a very good mother who is very close to me. So you have always been close to me also. I know you will know it even more, because now you start understanding more. Very good. We don't want these people who know everything. They spoil everything. No fun. That is how many people are, no? Especially teenagers. No? They say, oh, we know that. And you know, like, hello. You have never... It's impossible, you know. Oh, yeah, I know. I know how to drive a car, you know. You've never been in. I know how to drive a motorbike. Yeah, hello. Well, I know this. I know that. And it's impossible. They can't learn anything because they know. They want to be so cool. But please go through that, you know. It's not needed. When you know, you know. When you don't, you don't know. It's fine. Where's Mahima? How is it going? Ta bon? Beloved Svaha, thank you for helping me to see what I have to change and what I can embrace. Thank you for making me humble for this miracle that life is. I easily forget it and that I should not. There are so many everyday miracles, like the beauty of the steam from the teacup and hearing the different sounds of the different fruits I'm cutting in the mornings. This is really like a Zen monastery now. You're taking notice of the little things. That's beautiful. Because life is happening in the moment. And that's what it does when you become more conscious, more in the moment. You start observing what is happening. That's why in Zen, anything can be a meditation, because it's just to be present in the moment. That's what meditation is, to be absorbed in the moment. So cutting vegetables, working in the garden, cleaning the floor, doing the washing, anything can become a meditation if you put your heart into it, if you are present. Eating your food. Normally you are not present, so nothing is a meditation. Then you have to set off time to try to meditate. Between 3 and 4 I will meditate. More conscious, that will go into your every action of life, everything you do. That's what you have a taste of. Then everything becomes beautiful, so many everyday miracles. Thank you. All these small things give me so much joy and wake the feeling of love over and over and over again. I love the silence in this beautiful winter landscape. The snow is so peaceful and at the same time very wild. And this silence I love also because the ability to show me what is created in my mind, how busy it is. Everything becomes very clear because I have no excuse to put it anywhere else. And that is such a relief for me. Because then I know I have to act, to change, so I can help myself to create a more beautiful life for me and for the people around me. When your life becomes beautiful, then it will spread to, of course, those around you. That's why you should always start with yourself. If you have an ugly life, then that will spread. If you have a beautiful life, then that will spread. So it's the best thing you can do for you, and it's the best thing you can do for people around you. It's the best thing you can do. Full stop. When I think of all the time I waste on meaningless mind problems, I get sad and annoyed. Thank you for reminding me of where I should put my energy and what I should focus on. Yes, I know, Mahima, I have to go on. Because the habit of the mind is very strong. And you will see that again and again. And many people come to the retreat, and again you connect in that beautiful space. Everything becomes magical. Everything falls in place. But then you forget again when you go back. Or maybe you were thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't go. Why should I go to the retreat? It means you are totally lost in the day-to-day life, but in an unconscious way. You can be lost also in this way, where everything becomes magical. And that's the art, to bring that with you back now into life. That's the art. First, you have to find it and connect with it again and again and again and again. Then start bringing it into your ordinary life, into your work. I love you, Soha, and I'm so grateful that you came into my life and stirred everything up. Thank you. Thank you too, because in the beginning, many times when I stir people's life up, they get upset. But no, those days are finished. No, you are happy. Nothing is better than that. In gratitude and love, yours, Mahima. Then you were so happy, you write one more now. Beloved Babaji, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you came and sat in silence with us. It is so precious to sit together in the soft light from the candles in silence, so peaceful. Thank you. From my heart to yours, I love you, Mahima. Very nice, Mama. You are touching that silence that I want to share with you, where everything is just so peaceful, so soft. Very good. Even Maserat is becoming a poet now. Beloved, please accept this small poem I wrote during these days that I have been sick here in the retreat. Remember, Maserat, sometimes you have to get sick to get better. And especially here, when you are getting sick, it just means that sickness helps me to slow you down. Because that's what you need, just to stop. Get out of the normal routine. Beloved, please accept this small poem I wrote during these days that I have been sick. I'm already feeling better and feeling thankful to Vimal and to the other friends who helped me. Poor Vimal, he's doing his best being a doctor. It's still in there somewhere. That's how it is when you first learn something, it's there, it's like bicycling. But look at this doctor. There's a doctor next to him too. Gee, I have two doctors. We have everything we need. If any gets sick, we have doctors all over here. Oh, doctor, heal thyself. It is very, very simple, but it came out of love from these disciples that this disciple feels for his master. At your feet, Maserat. Everything that comes out of love is beautiful, Maserat. Beloved, we are grateful that you guide us to both extremes of the world. Places of silence where we can go beyond the limits of our mind. In the frozen mountains of northern Europe, where the night invades the day, or in the sunny beaches in the south of Brazil, where the wind whistles, only the heart is guiding us, because it listens to you, beloved. Isn't it the great life we have, Maserat? No, you have to come back in the summer too now. Then you will see the magic. Just flowers, the whole field. And swimming in the river. What happened? And when, even then, among the divine and the beautiful, our egos is manifesting itself, and old habits that still exist in us come sneaking in the back door. You, beloved, with no stick, but only love, is bashing us. Yes, because sticks doesn't work anymore. Only love works. Only love transforms. Because only love is real. So lucky are you that you understand love, because then everything is possible. Only if you don't understand the language of love, then sticks and dynamite and other things is necessary. Oh, beloved, when we go back to our crazy lives outside, where this presence is dissipated and the chaos again is stunning us, it is you who awake brings us back once again into the now. Love, Masrat. I didn't know you were such a poet, Masrat. It's a new beginning. May everybody become poets. Doesn't mean you have to write something, but just in your heart. There's a million ways to express a loving heart. It can be in silence, it can be in words, it can be in songs, it can be in the dance, it can making a nice sandwich, it can be so many things. Be creative. All beauty comes from silence, from love.
On your knees. just to know you. Just to live.